Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Yasir Sadoun. Y-A-S-I-R. S like Sam, A-A, D like Detroit, O-O-N. N like Nancy. Yasir Sadoun, date of birth 12/30/1989. Date of accident 2/4/2022. The date of service is 6/7/2022. Mr. Yasir Sadoun is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he is suffering from severe headaches and lower back pain and also into the right tailbone. The pain is severe and is caused by an automobile accident. History of automobile accident. On 2/4/2022, Mr. Yasir Sadoun was involved in an automobile accident as follows. He was traveling alone at around 10 p.m. on 2/4/22 in a Camaro as a restrained driver. He was not a restrained driver. He was a driver but not restrained, and he was alone in the car, and he was traveling on I-75 on a service drive in Hamtramck City, and he had the right of the way, and the street was only one way, and another car came in a wrong direction and hit him head-on collision. The airbags did not deploy and he did not lose any consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken to the Beaumont Hospital emergency room close to the Lakeside Mall. He was there for 6 hours where x-rays of the shoulder and CT scan of the spine and head were done and were found negative. The car is not total. There is a damage of $2,500 and nothing is broken. Inside and outside, only front bumper is broken, but rest of the wheels and hood are okay. History of presenting illness: Mr. Yasir Sadoun is suffering from headaches, which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the front and back, and they're mild and they're off and on. And symptoms of TBI that are reported are dizziness, loss of balance, confusion, fearful of the event, and nausea. He denies any loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation. He denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, or incontinence of the urine bowel. He also denies any spots in the vision or blurred vision or loss of vision field. Regarding pain, he is suffering from pain in the lower back and muscle spasm. And that has been reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 and is present several times a day. It's making him difficult to sleep and sit and walk. He's walking with a limp. His pain is throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp. And 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, and driving, and improved by nothing. No muscle weakness, no numbness, tingling, pins and needles are reported, no bladder bowel incontinence, and there is no radiculopathy, no cervical spine or thoracic spine pain is reported. So past treatment, patient has used CBD oil, which has helped a little bit, but he has not seen any doctor so far. And this is the first visit. System review, all history is negative. Past surgical history, all negative, none. Allergies, none. Family history, mother and father are alive, but no medical problem. Brothers, sisters are alive, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single, lives alone. Job, he is a truck driver. Employment status, patient is employed full-time, but currently he is not able to work, as he is not able to sit and in the truck and drive. Disability, he's never filed a disability. Legal history patient has Mark Acid as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, smoke, or use any recreational drugs. The physical examination reviews, blood pressure of 150 over 106, heart rate is 57, respiratory rate is 18, temperature is 96 over 0.1, height is 5'9", and weight 200. Pulse ox is 98. Thirty-two-year-old Iraqi male, Arabic, and alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clothing, colonicia. He's well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with limping and with intelligent gait, although he is still mobile and not using any cane. Rest of the physical examination is from the tablet, included in the chest examination, which is non-tender. The neurological examination is completely normal. Pelvic examination was not done. Gait is again abnormal in the sense that patient is limping and due to the pain in the lower back and right sacroiliac joint. Musculature examination reveals paraspinal muscles being in spasm from L1 to L5. Some spasm in quadratus lumborum muscle is noticed bilaterally. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is located at L4, 5 and bilateral sacroiliac joint, L4, 5 and S1. And paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 with 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 10. Bilateral side flexion is 20 and bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling negative, Thurman test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, and myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burzynski Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive, and contralateral leg raise test is positive at 30 degrees. Bregar test negative, CAM test is positive, Dubinsky sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, the right sacroiliac joint is found to be tender. And fever test, Gosselin test are positive on the right side. Distraction test, compression test of iliac bone is positive. Tendon flexion test, however, was negative. Extremities examination. All the extremities are completely normal. And warm to touch, well perfused, normal motor power, normal reflexes, and range of motions of all joints is normal. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm is noticed in any of the extremities. No varicose veins, no ligament discrepancies. Quick test is negative. Diagnosis. General diagnosis, V at 9.2 XXT, CNS, G44.329, R51, S09.90XA, anxiety F41.1, muscles M60.9, M62.838. Lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.6, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Yasir Sardun is from the template. The treatment plan for Yasir Sardun is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week for lower back and right sacroiliac area retraction massage, echo therapy, laser treatment. Patient is provided a disability certificate for work, housework, and transportation. Medications, his meds are reviewed and they're found to be okay. Labs have been ordered. Following medications have been provided to the patient. Celebrex, 200 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Lunesta, 1 milligram daily for sleep at night. Acifax, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Voltaren gel, lidocaine patch for tropical pain relief. Furoset, 50 tablets, 1 to 2 every 6 hours for headaches. PRN. Narcotic analgesics, patients provided Tramadol ER 100 milligram 30 tablets for pain relief. Relieve the pain which is severe and improve the life functions. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. We are going to request the record release. Intervention pain procedures. Patient can benefit from a sacroiliac joint injection on the right side for therapeutic and diagnostic purpose. Occipital nerve block is proposed for relieving the headaches if they are still worse. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referral to neuropsych is not warranted right now. Provision of attended care case worker is not warranted. Past medical records have been ordered release investigation. We are ordering an MRI for LS spine and MRI of the right sacroiliac joint without contrast. DMEs, patient is provided with a back brace and a TENS unit to help with the pain relief and healing. Education, yes, disability is discussed already. Follow-up visit in a month's time. The patient has been advised that he should return after the MRI is done. And otherwise, he's stable and patient will be seen in after the MRI almost like in 30 days. Thank you.